Hi there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Warrior Reads from your Henrico High School library. Sorry, it's taken a little while to get the second episode out to you. We have a wonderful review by Reddit Lemma about Lois Lowry's wonderful classic, The Giver. And it took us a little while to get the audio together. And we apologize because her review section is a little bit quieter than we would like for it to be, but it's our third try, and we just really want to get her review out there because we know that she worked really hard on it. So thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy Reddit's thoughts about one of her favorite books. Thanks.
The Giver is by far my favorite classic. It was written 25 years ago by Lois Lowry and won the John Newbery Medal. I first read this book in middle school and cannot recommend it enough to all book lovers. This book is about a young teenage boy who lives in a supposed utopia. I say supposed because this civilization is not your ideal utopia. They lean more towards communism. All citizens are assigned roles, jobs, and responsibilities. If you want to be a parent, you will be assigned a child. You cannot give birth unless your title and occupation is birth mother. Your job is assigned to you. Everything from the toys you had as a child to the weather is calculated. Even the words you say are controlled by your superiors on some level. This community is not about making decisions for yourself. It's about letting others make decisions that better the society. The Giver is a story centered on a boy named Jonas. To everybody's amazement, Jonas has been assigned the very high honor of being the next giver. The giver's job is to provide wisdom when authorities are unable to make a decision. During his training, Jonas gets insight on the inner workings of his government and is shocked by this system. Because of his new privileges, Jonas has discovered the terrible truths about his own community. For instance, termination of all imperfections. People who are born disfigured or disabled are not allowed to live. If a birth mother delivers identical twins, one of the two is killed with a tiny needle to its forehead. If a citizen has three total breaches on their record, they are automatically sentenced to an execution. These executions are called releases and are viewed in a very blissful way. As a giver in training, Jonas has to carry the burden of the many memories the community wants to forget, such as war, violence, hunger, and depression. Soon the weight is too much for Jonas to carry. In the end, Jonas leaves the community with a newborn that he saved from a release sentence. The theme of this book is about our right to make our own decisions, even if those decisions aren't necessarily right for us. Although restrictions can be beneficial to us, there comes a point where your life simply doesn't belong to you if you're not allowed to decide things for yourself. However, most of this community is aware of the way their government works, and they are perfectly happy living like that. Despite the flaws in this community, the citizens are genuinely happy, and someone might argue that that's the most important quality to a utopia. Again, this book is my personal favorite. I highly suggest this to anyone who enjoys classics.
Thank you, Reddit, for sharing your review about a book that has been so meaningful for you. It's our hope that through this podcast that students are able to share with each other about the books that they love and hopefully inspire each other to keep on reading and find books that are as meaningful to them as The Giver was for Reddit. Thank you for participating. And students, remember, if you would like to also include either a formal review as Reddit did here, that was written and then read, that would be wonderful. You can also come in and we can record a conversation, or you can record a conversation that you have with a friend about a book that maybe you all both loved. But any audio recordings can be sent to Ms. Thrasher in the library or Ms. Ellis. Just let us know if you'd like to be included and we'll get you right on it. All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warrior Reads from your Henrico High School Library. Have a great day, everybody.